Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, we are back here. Thank you for joining us once again on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams, editor of National News, filling in for Alex today. And Alex will be on InfoWars Nightly News this evening with some interesting information about the TSA. And now I'm going to go through some headlines. And then we've got another guest coming up at the bottom of this hour. Daniel Vitalis will be joining us on the subject of what we call surthrival. Not just survival, but actually thriving through difficult times, which are well upon us right now. We're also going to be talking about public protests, riots, war in the Middle East. But first, some of these headlines. Gaddafi buried in a secret desert location. All right, whatever they want to say. And bin Laden was killed, what, 9 or 10 times, and they threw him in the ocean. Right, whatever. You just don't know. You can't trust any of this anymore. Maybe he is buried in a secret desert location, but that's just a distraction from the real issue, which is that it was an Al-Qaeda rebel uprising funded by globalists to take out Gaddafi and install another future enemy that can drive the war machine even further. All right, another news. We've got a Mexican ID becomes valid ID in Sonoma County. All right, so a California's driver's license is now acceptable as a valid ID, of course, but also now is a card issued by the Mexican consulate. Yeah, so just another way for, let's say, non-documented immigrants to come in and start collecting more benefits on the backs of the American taxpayers. You know, this issue is something that my position on has really changed and evolved over the last few years. You know, as a compassionate person, I always want to reach out and help people who are in need. But I've seen just this total abuse of the American welfare systems, this total abuse of the hospitals and the medical systems, to the point where there's Americans, and Californians especially, are paying so much money to those who are not legally here that it's bankrupting us. Okay, it's bankrupting us. Something else has got to be done. I'm not denying that these are human beings who deserve their own freedom, but they gotta go through the right channels. They gotta contribute. They don't pay taxes most of the time. It's all under the table. And they, you know, the cops wave them on through. The border patrol waves them on through most of the time. It's a bad situation. All right, Biden says. Joe Biden, nobody can look you in the eye and tell you the stimulus did not create jobs. Sort of like a Clinton finger wagging episode, I guess. But Fred Lucas reports, this is from Fred Lucas Post. It's at $412,000 per job. Yeah, they created jobs. Gee, why not create 1 million jobs at $400,000 each? I love it when the mainstream media interviews people like Ron Paul and they say, Ron Paul, you would cut the Department of Education and you would downsize government and you would lose 400,000 jobs and people need those jobs. And Ron Paul says, yeah, but they're non-productive jobs. And the host doesn't get it. The host is like, what do you mean? These people are productive. They're pushing paper around too. How come they don't deserve their paychecks? And Ron Paul has to educate them, school them on how economies really work. All right. And private sector, innovative entrepreneurship type of jobs, small business jobs, this is what drives the economy. Not government spending $400,000 to prop up a fake job of people who are reaching down your pants. That's not a job that we need. It's a con job is what that is. Yeah. All right. Mental health screening of teens creates a crisis where none exists. Oh, this was posted on our website, National News. Just got to drug more teens now. That's what Big Pharma wants. We already heard from Gwen Olson here in the previous hour. More con jobs taking place in the mental health arena here in the United States and all around the world. Well, stay with us. We got a lot more here on the Alex Jones Show. So stay with us after this break. A lot more breaking news and guests lined up for you. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex today. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, thank you for tuning in. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today, continuing on our third hour, this global transmission from InfoWars. And if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we are simulcasting there, of course, in video. We've already had some great guests on. We have another wonderful guest for you coming up in just a few minutes. Daniel Vitalis will be joining us to talk about preparedness, things you can do to keep yourself safe. And leading up to that, and safe during the protests, by the way, safe during the riots that we think are coming, that could be breaking out in the near future. Look, let me set that up and explain the scenario that's really going on. Now, those of you who are longtime listeners of the Alex Jones Show, you're well educated on this. You know what's going on in Europe. You know the EU is about to fail, especially its currency. You know there's a lot of disruption there. Greece is on the brink of total bank failure, even government failure. That is not going to be an isolated event. That is going to ripple across Europe, and really have a hard impact in the UK, which is also on the financial brink of a major restructuring, reboot, possible collapse, possibly yet more bailouts, more trillions of dollars in bailouts that will be needed to keep these countries solvent. And it can't be done forever. You know, you can sort of kick the can down the road for a little while, but you can't do it forever. Eventually, you gotta pick up the trash. Using the can metaphor there. And in this case, the trash or the garbage is all of the debt that is burdening our global system. And that is going to spill over into the United States before very long because, of course, it's all the global banking system. And what do you know? Wasn't it just yesterday that the Vatican called for a new global world bank because it said that all these other banks weren't behaving? So how does that work? Tell me this. So let's see. The concentration of power in the hands of banksters and Washington crooks and governments, it's already so concentrated that there's such crooks that they've made a mess of the thing. And the Federal Reserve, don't forget the Fed. So now the solution is to have one big, giant concentration of power in the hands of one group that the Vatican would support? It just gets better and better, man. These storytellers in the mainstream media and in politics, they just keep coming up with these incredible fabrications. You know, it is the democratization of power or the decentralization of power that really creates liberty and creates economic abundance, as you know. That's why we got to get the control of the money supply out of the hands of the Federal Reserve and back into the hands of the people in America so that it's not concentrated in the hands of a few corrupt people who are manipulating the system, but rather it's in the hands of everybody, people who work for a living, people who save money, people who invest money, people who hire other people and create real jobs, not these fabricated government jobs at $400,000 a piece. People need to read Economics 101, it seems, out there. It's incredible. Let me get into some predictions here. I made a list of predictions. You know, when I prepare to host the show here, I'm always thinking a couple of days ahead. Usually they give me a heads up. It's not like, hey, Mike, can you host it right now? Come in. No, it's usually they give me a day or two heads up, which is really important because I need that to think about what are the most important issues happening and to get to the core, like a laser beam core of the message that needs to be shared out there from my point of view. And I hope you appreciate that point of view. It's coming from my heart, I tell you. But here are my predictions. I see that. I wrote an article called The Second American Revolution Has Begun. I believe that. I believe what we are seeing right now with Occupy Wall Street will expand. Of course, it will ebb and flow. It may shrink for a while. Then it may expand again. It may even seem to disappear for a while until there's another banking crisis. And then you're going to see the streets at some point, I think, flooded with protesters. I think that this is going to grow and it's going to become, unfortunately, more violent and more desperate. Now, I don't support that violence. I don't believe in violent revolution as a way to solve problems. We support peaceful protests. We support peaceful free speech. But as you know, about a third of the protesters out there, they are advocating violence, or at least they support the idea of violence. That's a dangerous thing because if violence breaks out, you know it's going to be followed by, guess what? Martial law. It's my second prediction. Martial law. Well, once they have martial law in America, and I do believe that day is coming, then they can use that. They can just use presidential executive orders or just powers under martial law to restrict anything they want. They can start having gold ownership restrictions. They could even have gold confiscation. They could have restrictions on carrying cash, as we're already seeing. Or they could even make you file reports of where you're going to walk today, like we saw. Where was that? Was that in Wisconsin? Covered that in the first hour. Just incredible. Where they don't want you to walk on the street like a free person or even bike down the road as a free person. You have to file. They want you to file a report of where you're going to walk, where you're going to be at every hour, every minute of the day. And if you veer from that plan, then you're a criminal and you could be arrested. I'm not making this stuff up. All right, this is what it's coming down to. But martial law would give our government the pretext to be able to do all of that. And also, of course, firearms confiscation. Because, of course, disarmament is a necessary step for tyrants to run rampant over any population, as they've always done throughout world history. What about restrictions on food? Restrictions on home gardening, that could be coming too. But I think we're going to have major marches in the cities. I think we're going to see, again, unfortunately, violent clashes with some police. And I'm against that. Again, I'm totally against that. I wish the protesters would stay peaceful. I do understand that at times throughout human history that violence has been justified to fight for freedom, like the American Revolution. I certainly understand that, but that should only be as a very last resort, to free yourself from extreme tyranny, tyranny that is deadly and in your face and doesn't give you options. I think we're going to see the rise of tent cities across America as we have more and more homeless, the new homeless, people who used to have jobs just recently. And because the government is literally destroying the economic base in America, literally exporting jobs overseas, people are losing their jobs, losing their homes. We're going to see more tent cities, I don't know, set up in parks, national parks, state parks, perhaps. Maybe set up, maybe someone will overrun a golf course and use those beautiful lawns for setting up their tent. Oh, we're camping out in America today, honey. Set up the tent on our golf course and we'll see what we can do. Starvation on the rise because of not only disruptions in the food supply, but also the rising price of basic food supplies. You've got hyperinflation that is always looming on the horizon because the Federal Reserve continues to create new money, adding to the money supply, devaluing the dollars that we all hold and that we all have saved and that we've all worked so hard for. They're going to devalue those dollars, making us spend more money on the basic bread, the basic salt, the basic flour, the basic foods that we need to feed our families. Those are going to become increasingly expensive. It's all part of the designed, the engineered economic destruction of America. I mean, how else do you explain this whole issue? What? How big of a grant was that? $400 million, $500 million to this electric car company? You know, you heard that news in the last couple of days. A White House or a federal government grant to this electric car company that then decided to build its cars in, was it Finland? I think it's Finland. So the government grant money going to create jobs overseas. And then there's the attack on Gibson Guitars, of course, where they said, how dare you manufacture guitars using wood worked by the hands of American workers on American soil? How dare you? You have to export those jobs to Indonesia or India or Bangladesh or wherever they want you to send them to and not have American workers right here at home. And, of course, we have all the attacks on the farmers, trying to put farming out of business, trying to destroy that entire economic base. This is happening. But the good news is there is also a rise in the awakening. Yeah, that's what you are part of right now, just by listening to this show, just by tuning in to InfoWars and reading the website, InfoWars.com. You and I and Alex and this whole crew, we are all part of the awakening of truth, the awakening of courage, people getting up, you know, off their couches, out into the streets to have their free speech heard. People waking up and saying, we are tired of being lied to. You know, we are tired of eating food that's contaminated with these toxic chemicals. We are tired of being marketed to with this flu shot propaganda that we know is full of lies. We are tired of our farmers being raided at gunpoint. We are tired of the legal medical marijuana dispensaries in California that are legal under state law, that are treating mostly just patients who have a medical condition that have some benefit from that medicinal plant. We are tired of them being raided by the federal government, by the DEA. We are tired of Obama and his administration running secret kill lists of Americans that they can just wipe out with no due process, with no rights. I mean, look, even if they're bad Americans, don't they deserve to have their day in court? Don't they deserve to have a trial? Hey, they gave Saddam Hussein a trial. If you could give Saddam Hussein a trial, you should be able to give anybody a trial. But no, no more trials. They just knock them off, bury them in the desert, throw them in the ocean, explode them with Nobel Peace Prize winning remote control drone missiles from the Obama administration. Some of that craziness. I don't like it. That's why I'm here, man. That's why I'm here to be part of this, because we've got to stand up. This awakening is real, and you are part of it. So keep sharing this information. Get the InfoWars t-shirts. Share the website, InfoWars.com. Show your support for this mass awakening, and you can be part of a nonviolent revolution and understanding that can bring us back to a state of liberty and true peace and true economic prosperity in America. And we've got a lot more coming up here. Thanks for joining us so far. Stay with us. More exciting news on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Last July, a rare webinar was released that has since transformed lives all around the world. Now, viewed by over 100,000 people, the movement is growing stronger than ever. WaterWebinar.com. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Go to WaterWebinar.com now. Sign up for the webinar and see the shocking video footage with your own eyes. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body and your drinking water. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. See the webinar before it's taken off the web. There's still time. Go to www.waterwebinar, that's WEBINAR.com now.
Yeah, we're back right here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining me. My name is Mike Adams, filling in for Alex. I'm the editor of Natural News. And by the way, Natural News, you know, Alex, it's funny. Alex, when he asked me to fill in for him on the show here, which I'm always thrilled to do, I feel it's really a patriotic duty to be part of this InfoWars movement. You know, he always says, it's okay to mention your website, Mike. And I usually like, nah, I don't need to do that. I'm just here to cover on the news, focus on the news. But, if you want to know about health freedom, Natural News is the site that I run. And we are to the health world a lot like what InfoWars is to freedom, politics and economics and so on. And, in fact, I'm going to be, sharing a lot of stories and producing a lot of video reports that probably see on InfoWars Nightly News, because we have so much in common about vaccines, about GMOs, about all these issues that matter to us all. So we're just all part of the same team here, trying to bring you messages of freedom and liberty, and happy to do it. Another message, by the way, that we also like to bring you is a message of preventing disease and actually supporting your health and boosting your nutrition. That's something that I'm into here big time. In fact, going to bring up, I just want to show you behind the scenes. This is my jar of superfoods. Oh, obviously you can't see this on the radio, but this is one of the jars of superfood that I brought here today. I always bring a couple of quarts of superfood when I travel anywhere, and especially when I do these shows. Yeah, there it is, nice and purple if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. This is just an extraordinary combination of healing nutrients. It's what I drink every time before the show, which is why I'm always in the restroom here pulling chia seeds out of my teeth. That's the one drawback with these superfoods. You're going to get maybe some chia seeds in your teeth. Not good to have that on camera. I've had that before. Drink a bunch of spirulina. Smile. Now you're on Facebook with a green mouth. Yeah, nice. Not a lot of fun. But Inner Health Botanicals is really a fantastic company. I want to give them their much-deserved plug here. I know Steve over there at Inner Health. They offer just an extraordinary product that if you're feeling sick or tired, if you're not liking the level of energy in your life, if you want to improve your nutritional support, try their products. They've really got There's a great selection of some of the best natural supplements, superfoods, and much more you find out there. I actually gave them an award a couple of years ago, the Editor's Choice Award from Natural News, and that award still stands, and I'm happy to stand behind it. It's really a fantastic product, so check out innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, food.com, innerfood.com. Definitely worth incorporating into your life. You know, one of the things about superfoods, by the way, just before we get to our next segment here, we've got Daniel Vitalis on hold joining us by Skype coming up, and that's going to be an awesome interview. But one of the things you need to know about superfoods is some people think, well, you got to be all or nothing. No, I don't. I'm not like 100%. I don't drink this. This is not everything I eat. And people out there, if you have a regular diet, let's say you go out and you have some barbecue one day, well, that's not going to hurt you if you add some superfoods to it, because you know the barbecue, the smoke from the barbecue, when it cooks the fat in the barbecue meat, it creates carcinogens that promote colon cancer. But you can buffer those carcinogens by drinking some superfood at the same time that you're eating your barbecue. Now, I don't eat barbecue; it's not my choice. But hey, it's a free country, or at least I hope it is. So if you want to eat barbecue, all I'm saying is get some superfoods with it, and you can help protect yourself from some of the negative effects of some of those types of foods that you might want to enjoy for your own reasons. And, you don't want the colon cancer that goes with it. I don't blame you. In fact, hot dogs and beef jerky and sausage is all made with sodium nitrite, which is a very toxic cancer-causing chemical. And the defense against that is vitamin C. So if you get some, let's say, frozen mangoes and you blend them up in a blender and you drink a mango juice with your hot dog or your corn dog or whatever, then your mango juice is going to help protect you against the corn dogs, against the sodium nitrite in those products. It's in beef jerky, it's in sausage, it's in pepperoni, it's in all the processed meats, by the way, virtually all of them. So drink your vitamin C with it, and you will help protect yourself. Got a lot more nutritional strategies. I hope we have time to share those with you later on. We have Daniel Vitalis joining us by Skype. We're almost out of time here. What we're going to do is we're going to have Daniel join us on the other side of this break, but let me give you a heads up of what this is all about. How can you protect yourself if you're part of a protest or if the riots come to your town? What can you do to keep you and your family safe? We're going to be talking about some common sense streetwise preparedness tactics and strategies from one of the experts out there that is really outstanding and super informed on this issue, Daniel Vitalis from SurThrival. So we'll be joined by Daniel right on the other side of this break. You are listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We are going to be joined for the next at least 20 minutes, probably more like 30 minutes, all the way to the end of the show here, by Daniel Vitalis from SurThrival.com. He is an expert in primitive skills, in wilderness skills, wilderness plant identification. He's the kind of guy who can find food and medicine out in nature. He's very good at it. And I've invited Daniel to join us because I've known Daniel for many years, and I know that the guy's brilliant with his information. And I wanted to get his take on what's coming in America and what you can do to help protect and defend yourselves and be smart, be street smart about what's coming in America. So Daniel is joining us by Skype. Are you there, Daniel?
I am, Mike. Good to be on the show. Thanks a lot.
Great. Thanks for joining us today. Good to see you there. First of all, first question for you, Daniel. Where do you think this is all headed in terms of the protests that are happening right now, combined with what you know a financial disruption or maybe collapse is headed our way? What's your take on where things are headed in America?
Well, clearly it seems like these things are going to continue to escalate for a time. And when this Occupy movement first began, you know, for me, that was the first time in my life that I can really think of such a pervasive kind of protest. I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime, really. I had the opportunity to be in Los Angeles recently where I saw the beginnings of that protest there. I think we're going to see, like you mentioned earlier in the show, I think we're going to see people moving into the streets more and more, and I think we're going to see more and more contention between sort of those militia powers, those those people who are ready to violently uprise. And I think we're going to see conflict with them and the police and the military. I think that it's obvious it's moving in that direction. The timeline is very difficult to predict, but I think we could expect this thing to continue on the course. It's sort of like dominoes have already begun falling. I think we can expect them to continue to fall.
Well, that's a good analysis, but I just want to clarify too. You're not advocating that kind of violence. You're just saying that you suspect that might be where it's headed.
I think in the same way that the people, the listeners of this show, are aware of the kind of power and force that the police state is willing to use, I think we need to also be aware that there are those other powers out there willing to use force as well. And I would advocate a neutral position in that. In fact, one of the things you and I have talked a lot about, Mike, is how not to be part of either of those two things. Rather, I'd like to create this sort of safe haven for myself so that I have that longevity. I don't want to be caught up on either side of this. I plan to sit back and watch it happen, watch how the cards fall, and choose a position that's safe for me and for my loved ones.
Well, but let's say a critic watching this might say, well, Daniel, why aren't you willing to go on the front lines and be part of the fight and rise up and be part of that? I mean, what's the deal? Huh? Are you saying you're just going to back out?
Rather than back out, I want to be part of rebuilding this country. I want to be part of rebuilding this world. My focus is on my own health and taking care of myself and taking care of the people I love, taking care of the people who are following my work and sharing with them the kind of strategies that they can use to stay really healthy and safe in these coming years. So I'm not backing out of it at all, but I'm not interested in the violent clash that I see a potential for. Rather, I'd like to be part of rebuilding a world that we all really would like to live in, the kind of world where we have the liberty and freedom that we talk about but haven't really got to experience in our lifetimes.
So you don't like inhaling tear gas, I see. Okay, whatever. To each his own. By the way, your camera is shaking just a little bit there. You might be tapping on your table, so you might want to watch that. Keep that video steady. For those of you who want to watch the video, it's prisonplanet.tv. So Daniel, then the next question would be, if people want to join the protest, but they don't want to be tear gassed and they don't want to be beaten by the police, right? Not a fun day. They don't want to be arrested. What advice would you have for people who want to be there because there's a lot of energy going on and maybe they want to be part of the end the Fed message in these protests? They want to be there physically, but they want to be safe in the protest. What would you say to them are the tactics and strategies to stay safe even while they're there?
Well, I think people really need to understand sort of the difference between threat level white and threat level red and the gradations in between. Because, there was a time in my life where I really got to live my life on threat level white, where everything felt very safe around me. I don't think we're at threat level red right now with what's going on in the streets of America. But I think, it's time to be on maybe alert yellow, alert even orange if you're going to go to these kind of protests. And you need to have your wits about you. You need to be paying attention to what's happening. You need to be listening to your senses. You got five senses feeding you data all the time. You need to be using those to sum up what's going on. You also want to have your eyes really open for the people that are being sent to these things to incite violence. Because there's no doubt that people are being sent in. We often hear about these black clad characters being the so-called anarchists who come into these different kinds of protests and try to incite violence and try to get people swept up in a sort of mob frenzy. You don't want to be anywhere near that. So you want to keep your eyes open to how the police are behaving, to how any security might be behaving, and to how the fellow protesters are behaving. And you may want to keep yourself somewhat to the sidelines, because getting yourself right into that, you're really asking to get tear gassed, to get sort of cuffed up. Again, I really do appreciate the people who are willing to go into these kind of struggles, but that's not me, and that's not what I would advocate for people's long-term safety and long-term survival strategy.
Well, just to be clear, you are an advocate of freedom and liberty, but you, for example, by being on this show, you use words as your ammo, so to speak. I mean, you don't have to be physically involved to be effective. Everybody's got a different role to play.
Absolutely. And I think one of the most effective things we could do right now is begin taking care of ourselves, becoming food sovereign, becoming water sovereign, becoming health sovereign. I don't really understand sort of one of the interesting things I see in the preparedness community and in the political communities are people fighting against this system, but they don't have the kind of health, they haven't built the health foundation that's going to allow them to sustain it all the way through to the other side. And that's where I want to be. I think taking care of our own food, our own water, and our own medicines is far more subversive to this current sort of system than going out there with a sign is.
You're right. I mean, as long as we are tied into their systems of electricity, their systems of water out of the tap, fluoridated water, no less, their systems of health care, then we are slaves. Even if you go out and protest on the street and then you come home, you're still filling out forms for your insurance company. You're still drinking tap water. You're still not off the grid and truly independent and truly sovereign, like you say. So you raise a good point. It's about getting more sovereign and independent now before all this stuff gets worse.
Right. Rather than voting with our dollars to support a system that we're out in the street with a sign protesting against.
Yeah, well, it also makes me wonder where this is all actually headed, because let's say it does get more, let's say it expands, and there are more financial collapses, and people start really losing their money. I mean, we saw just, what was it, last week, I think Aaron Dykes reported on this here, that the FDIC has now taken on the burden of $79 trillion, I believe, in derivative debt that it's going to now, quote, insure against loss. Was that Bank of America, I think? Well, the FDIC doesn't have even $1 trillion, okay? So if that defaults, the FDIC is history, bankrupt, penniless. Well, that means every FDIC-insured bank account in the country is basically totally exposed. No more insurance. I mean, who's going to bail out the bailing out organizations that are bailing out the other? At some point, it doesn't work, and everybody just loses their money. That's not going to make people happy.
Yeah, people are sitting on U.S. dollars right now, or actually Federal Reserve debt notes, sitting on these as a savings if they've managed to save anything. And each day that goes by, they're losing purchasing power. I'm a huge advocate of moving your money out of Federal Reserve debt notes, out of bank accounts, and moving them into either physical assets or even things like precious metals so that you can protect the money that you've made. I mean, I think what's really obvious, Mike, what we can see is happening here is that people have worked and worked and worked, and now they're about to be robbed of everything they've worked for, and that is going to create that anger and that potential for violence that we've been discussing. So I think right now is like we have a great opportunity right now. For instance, if a person wanted to purchase something like silver, well, they essentially have a government subsidy right now on every ounce of silver they buy, as that the cost of that metal is being artificially suppressed. They have an opportunity right now. You have an opportunity to buy food right now, to put away water, to put away the kind of things that it seems obvious you'll need in the very soon coming future. Now is a really great window of opportunity to start preparedness measures, because right now we still have dollars that can purchase something. And you don't want to be those people who wake up one day and realize they've been robbed of everything. You don't have to be as angry as those people are going to be, because you can take steps right now. Really easy steps.
Yeah, you know, we talked. In fact, we filmed a preparedness course together that a lot of people are excited about. It's for Thrival course. And in that, I remember we talked about some of the items that people can stock up on for barter items, things that you might not suspect. And it turned out it was like salt, sugar, coffee, cigarettes, lighters. It was, you know, maybe not stuff that I would necessarily use, but in terms of barterability, it's huge.
You know, I like to think, Mike, if somebody put away 1,000 ounces of silver, they would be holding essentially 1,000 days of paid labor from an employee. I mean, if you think about that, you know, traditionally an ounce of silver will buy you a day's labor. And if you're somebody who has people working for them, if you run a business, even a small business, think about what it would mean to wake up one day and your dollars are moved to zero or to a fraction of their purchasing power. But you then had a metal that was barterable for a day's labor every day, or other items, like you mentioned, that people didn't stock away that they're going to crave and desire. And if you have those things, you could be in a really good position, especially during a time of something like martial law, where the ability to get those things would be really diminished.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Trying to get salt in the middle of a martial law scenario after the first wave of buying, you know, salt is very difficult to get on land.
Absolutely. And, you know, with salt's an interesting one, because we see what happens when a natural disaster occurs. We see the way that the shelves are stripped of water immediately, because people know they need that water within a couple days. The need for salt's slightly more insidious. We're used to having it in our food. We all grew up on processed food where the salt was already added for us. we don't realize, and you've mentioned a couple times on the show today about India and about the way that they protested by harvesting their own sea salts. Well, that's because they were very connected to the amount of salt they needed to survive. The average American doesn't realize how critical salt is to their survival.
Right.
So they put away their storable foods, they put away water, they put away gold or silver or their whatever they put away, and they forget about little things like salt, because the truth is we've never been health sovereign in our generation. We've never had to take care of our own health. We've been coddled and taken care of. One of the things I promote is a kind of sovereign self-health care, where you actually take care of your own health and you learn the importance of things like salt, basic things that you need to survive. You know, your grandmother knew that. Your great-grandmother knew that.
Yeah, exactly right. A lot of wisdom from what you're mentioning here, Daniel. And for those who want to learn more about Daniel Vitalis, his website is sirthrival.com. It's just like the word survival, but a TH in there instead of the V. Sirthrival.com, and he's got a lot of interesting wisdom to share with us. Let me ask you about this scenario, Daniel. We talk, because I talk to you from time to time, we talk about what's going on in the world and preparedness, and we had a fascinating realization the other day about, you know, when the U.S. is bombing all these countries, bombing Libya, of course they're peace bombs, but they still explode. They explode with peace, yes, or in pieces, I suppose. But they're peace bombs, and maybe we're going to be bombing Syria soon, who knows, or bombing Afghanistan, bombing Iraq. Aren't we, in a sense, aren't we bombing these countries into a crash course in survival and preparedness, as if, like, their people now, because they know how to live without water in the tap, they know how to live with disruptions in electricity and the food supply, they know things that Americans don't know, because Americans are sitting on their buns watching this on CNN, you know, remote control. Ah, isn't that funny? Bombs blowing up in Libya, but the Libyans are learning survival.
Yeah, absolutely learning now how to live on their planet, in their environment. And the thing is that we live in our homes, which are in a lovely way climate controlled, where we don't have to deal with weather at all, because we live inside of sort of a controlled bubble. And what happens is the way our organism works and the way our epigenome works, our genetics essentially, is that we adapt to our environment and lifestyle. And the environment and lifestyle we've adapted to has kept us in a state of what we call neoteny in biology, which means we're adults that behave and look like children, like big children, because we've been raised in a sort of artificial world. You know, America in the last few decades has been like a big Disneyland kind of theme park. Our homes are so well controlled that we never have our physiology challenged. The people in these countries, particularly these desertous countries that we've been bombing over there, who are now living outdoors, in caves, on the run, their bodies are becoming adapted to the environment. They're becoming very strong and very elite through that process. I think it would be wise to start exposing ourselves to a little bit more of our environment, strengthen us a little bit, because we become rather weak, and through what we sometimes call eugenics, but it's really accurately called negative eugenics, which is the degenerating of a population. We've been subject to that through a degeneration process. We've been broken down to we're so soft and so easily manipulated, and we actually live in a kind of state now where our planet is like a foreign world to us. Most people don't even know how to go outside and survive for more than a couple of days, because they're like aliens visiting this planet rather than members of the community that is born to this planet.
Well, you're using some pretty harsh words there. I tend to agree with the gist of what you're saying, but you know, maybe we'll take some callers in the next segment, because you're saying that we're too soft and we're too comfortable. I would agree with that. We are too comfortable. And I mean, part of our message is that we as Americans who want to be part of the rebuilding, who want to be part of the movement of liberty, you know, the expansion of awareness, we got to be physiologically and mentally ready with preparedness, with some basic skills. We got to be able to survive disruptions in the food supply, in the electrical supply, in the water supply. I mean, I don't want to be out there holding a hat and waiting for FEMA to come along and give me some government cheese. Mm-hmm. You know, that is not my idea of how to be a sovereign citizen.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. You know, I think just the way that we're born in our culture, born into hospitals, I think a little bit about the metaphor of a duckling when it's born, that it will imprint on the first creature that it sees. And so if that was a person, then the ducklings will follow around the person like it's their mother. Well, a lot of us, the first people we imprinted on were doctors and nurses. And whenever something scary happens, we run to the emergency room. Or, you know, you've got the kind of people who are very, maybe very concerned about learning to defend themselves. They want to be very nonviolent, which is, I think, a wonderful ethic. But as soon as something scary happens, they call the police so that men with guns will come and protect them and rescue them. And that is the opposite of sovereignty. Sovereignty is where you are actually self-ruling. And a lot of us can't fully grasp it because we don't physiologically embody it. We haven't done the things that help to strengthen us a little bit. And I'm not saying somebody has to go become a desert marauding commando. I'm saying getting outside a little bit, exposing yourself to the air outside, to the sun outside, to the nutrients that come from the soil and the local ecosystem where you live. These little things start to strengthen you and give you some health sovereignty so that you're not totally dependent on a system that, let's face it, that system's crumbling in front of us.
Yeah, it is crumbling. No crumbling. I don't know, desert marauding commando doesn't sound like a bad idea to have somebody like that around during the collapse. Maybe. Maybe all of us don't want to be that way. Daniel, we got to go to break here, so stay with us. And for those of you who have questions for Daniel, call in. I'd like to take some calls in the next segment. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. This is Mike Adams, and we'll be right back.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Thank you.
back. Yeah, this is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today on The Alex Jones Show. And I love the listeners of this show. I love the InfoWars team because we just had an audience member out there who sent us a photo, a Photoshopped photo, of Janet Napolitano with a milk mustache. Yeah, we talked about that in the first hour. I was like, I wish we had a poster of Janet with a milk mustache and the slogan underneath it, if you see something, say something. Be suspicious of anything. This is, of course, referring to the Raw Milk Freedom Riders event that is coming up November 1, when we're going to have a caravan of moms smuggling milk across the border into Maryland and then drinking it like a bunch of thugs, I guess, in front of the FDA. You know, if they really want to freak out the FDA, they should just engage in some breastfeeding right there in front of the federal tyrants. That'll really freak them out. What? Biology? Milk? They should outlaw human breast milk next. What do you think, Daniel?
I think it's probably underway.
they're gonna make those glands of the human female anatomy illegal because they produce the illegal terrorist milk.
Yeah, and there's so many wonderful soy-based alternatives anyway, aren't there, Mike?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to love that 40% high-fructose corn syrup in the infant formula. That's my favorite, with the soy protein extracted with the explosive chemical known as hexane. lovely. What a lovely, lovely little diets we're on. Okay, Daniel. I wanted to – there's so much to ask you about. We've only got a few minutes left here because, man, the show is almost over, but – you mentioned a point to me the other day that I got to ask you about. You mentioned that urban planners never plan for their cities to suffer serious breakdowns or disruptions. And why is that a big deal? I mean, what does that mean about what's going to happen in cities?
Well, as I mentioned before, I mean, most people are used to when there's an emergency, they run either to the police or they run to the hospital. These are the two places we go because we often forget that we can stop and actually figure out what to do ourselves. I think a lot of us are realizing now that we don't really like either of those options. We want to learn what we can do for ourselves. It's really time for the people out there to start developing food sovereignty. And that means having a food supply, one, at home. And I know that the people listening to this show are aware of the kind of options they have for getting long-term storage food. But I want to point out that those foods are those are survival foods. Those are foods for getting by. But that's not how I'd want to live my life and long-term. So short-term, that's fantastic. But I'd recommend the people out there start developing networks so that they have access to food all the time, no matter what happens. And that means really developing relationships with farmers, going to your farmers markets, learning to grow your own food, or if you really want to take it to another level, learning to forage your own food, which is something I'm really into, but developing some sort of network so you have food security. Secondly, I'd say water security is going to be critical. When water systems break down, particularly in the desert of Southwest, there's going to be some problems for some people. So you may want to put some water away, but you might also want to develop alternative sources for water, whether that means you have a way of condensing it out of the atmosphere or whether you have the ability to gather that water. If you don't have a well, maybe getting finding a spring that's near you. That's why I created the website findaspring.com, which is a database of freshwater springs that you can actually drive up to and get your water.
Daniel, sorry to cut you off there. We're just about out of time, and I want to make sure I have time to thank you for all your information. And for those who want to learn more about you and what you're into, they can check out surthrival.com. We're going to be covering more preparedness articles at naturalnews.com. And, of course, read Infowars.com every day for the breaking news. Check out Infowars Nightly News tonight. Alex Jones will be on talking about the latest TSA situation. Thanks for joining us today. This is Mike Adams filling in. Have a great day. Stay free, huh?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.